Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great, thanks, and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is here. This is his last day before his retirement lengthened weekend. It's my next to the last day before my vacation shortened opportunity.
Why is it shortened? You're going to take a whole week off.
Right, I'll take a week, but I'll be around, and I may call in.
It was all. Still my heart.
Yeah, I was too busy last summer when you and Steve were arguing about good topics. So I had my hands full and so on. But I should have a little more leisurely pace this next week, so I may call in.
Well, we'll see what we can do to irritate you sufficiently to call in.
That's what it takes. All right. So welcome on board, everybody. That's Joe McGranahan across from me. I'm Mark Lawrence. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, is on the other side of the glass. He takes an occasional vacation, too. So he well-deserved time off.
As opposed to yours.
Undeserved. I readily admit these are undeserved days off. I have to use them or lose them, so I'll take them next week. You are listening to On the Mark, WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark, and we have a primary sponsor. Our umbrella sponsor, if you will, is the Sunbury Motor Company. Family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Let me tell you what they can do for you at the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. First of all, it's a fabulous garage. Super competent mechanics can work on any type of vehicle. Fords and Mercuries and Lincolns might be their specialty, but Hyundai, Kia, and Chevys are something they can work on as well. Or if you got a Dodge, they'll work on that. Or if you have a, a Alice Chalmers tractor that doesn't seem to work well, they can fix that as well. But they're an Oliver tractor. You can take that, and they'll know how to fix it and get that thing back out in the fields where it belongs, working hard. And they would just love to help you. It's because the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury specializes in all types of vehicles, all types of service. They can do alignment. They got a car wash. They got a parts department right there. They can pump you up with nitrogen. They can take care of the body work. Case has got a big dent on it. They'll make sure that gets fixed, and they'll take good care of you. Quick Lane, you can contact them through sunburymotors.com. You can visit him in person, unexpectedly, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. I mean, without an appointment, I guess I should say. And Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They would just love to talk to you at the Quick Lane. Yeah, and I was at the Quick Lane last evening at 6 p.m. I got pumped up with nitrogen and my bicycle tires. And
that would explain your odd appearance today.
No, the bicycle tires.
Oh, I thought you said you got pumped up with nitrogen.
Well, that's just a figure of speech.
I see.
Don't you know?
Speaking of figures of speech, did you see Joe Biden last night on Stephen Colbert?
No.
It was pretty funny. This is an interesting story because of his gaffes. Former Vice President...
Gaffes.
Multiple. More than one. Former Vice President Joe Biden was pressed by Late Show host Stephen Colbert about his series of gaffes on Wednesday night, stressing that he doesn't get other things wrong, like locking kids up in cages at the border. Gee, I think he was with Barack Obama when that all started, wasn't he? Colbert began
A Fox News lie.
That's not false at all. Colbert began by listing some of Biden's most recent eyebrow-raising remarks, including when he confused New Hampshire for Vermont, said that Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King were assassinated in the late 70s, and when he told a crowd he, quote, wasn't going nuts. Colbert followed up with a follow-up question, are you going nuts? And Biden joked, the reason I came on the Jimmy Kimmel show is because I'm not. obviously wasn't on Jimmy Kimmel. He was just
That's funny.
That's a knee slapper. Biden said it's fair to go after political figures for anything, but attempting to differentiate his gaffes have not been about a substantive issue. He then pointed out to his recent military story blunder as an example. Well, they say that the branch of the military was wrong, the date was wrong, the act that he was awarded for was wrong, and the medal was wrong. Colbert responded, what position you held at the time was all of those were fact-checked for you, and you said that the details don't matter or details aren't important. Here's the deal, Biden said. I was not talking about me. It's a different thing to say when you're talking about honoring the bravery or the sacrifice of what other people went through, and the essence is absolutely true. The fact that I said I was vice president, I'm not sure that's relevant. But I don't get things wrong like, you know, we should lock kids up in cages at the border. But, you know, he's had all the facts of that story wrong. So here's the deal. If President Trump says something like the hurricane is going to go to Alabama, that's a lie. But when Biden says something, oh, he just misspoke.
Well, and I think we had the same reaction when we started to realize that President Trump essentially makes up probably, what, half the facts that he uses. I think there was a lot of coverage of it and a lot of consternation and a lot of wondering, you know, why is he making stuff up and lying and exaggerating? I mean, he just did the same thing with the hurricane, said it was going to hit Alabama. That was a lie. And it just turned out it was he took a magic marker and extended the cone of uncertainty into Alabama, so that was false. But so I think you're used to it for this, the president.
And supposedly that's a crime, by the way, to alter a weather map.
Oh, the president says he has immunity.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Right. He can do whatever he wants. So, but anyway.
Well, he can't actually move the hurricane over there.
Well, no, not that aspect of it. But for Biden, I think it's no surprise that this is big news, that some of his stories are exaggerated, misremembered, or just plain made up. I think it was big news when we found out the president basically makes up everything. I mean, nobody talks about it much today about the president. You just assume that what he's saying is not true.
How old were you in 1968?
I would be 9 years old.
And do you remember when Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy were assassinated?
I do not.
You don't? Okay.
I know I was alive then. I knew it was happening.
I'm older than Joe Biden, and I know when that is, and I would never say it was the late 70s.
Okay, I got you.
You know, and anybody who lived through that period and had all their faculties wouldn't say that. You know, so to say he's not going nuts, well, I don't think he's going nuts, but I think he, like a lot of people who are, quote, senior citizens or elderly, as you used to say on the air here,
never
have some of those memory issues. They can't remember things precisely. I go to lunch with a group of guys my own age, and from time to time we sit there saying, who was that thing or what was that thing? And we all try to remember what it was, and eventually we come up with the right answer. So, I mean, part of that is age-related.
Age-related misremembering.
Right.
All right. Or the one Biden story, it had us a thread of truth that the shooting happened, the one where
he was
vice president.
But, I mean,
the shooting took place, but nothing else that he said happened.
Well, I mean, if the story about the military award was apocryphal, that would be one thing. But he was relating a specific incident, and even while he was relating, he said, I'm not kidding, folks, or this is serious, or this is true.
Well, and
they had it all wrong.
And I think what's going to have to happen here, since this president has set the bar so low for truthfulness, that if any candidate, whether it's Biden or Elizabeth Warren says she has Native American blood or any one of the other candidates says something that is not true, it's going to make big news because I think people are sick of having people in power just make things up as they go. So I think...
Oh, you may be right.
I think that's probably, you know, raised the bar. I think if George W. Bush used to misstate things, well, so did H.W. Bush, but, you know, probably not on a regular basis, but he would kind of blend memories and so on. It was not huge news, but I think the president has sort of raised everybody's radar to the fact that, oh my gosh, do we want another president who just doesn't have a grasp of facts? 1-800-795-9565 is our open line. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Bill, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, in regards to Biden and Trump in comparisons, well, I got two topics, but this first one is, let's take Biden and his children and Trump and his children and about putting America first. All right, Biden and his children, when he was in the presidential office, became wealthy, making side deals. Trump, his children, everything's on the up and up. They put Americans first. You cannot debate when Biden is over on these other countries and is stealing money and for his family. That's a fact.
Joe Biden goes to other countries and steals money and gives it to his family?
Yeah, his kids were flying on
China.
His son was flying on Air Force One and getting appointed board members and making million-dollar deals in China. That's a fact.
That is.
That's called influence, using your influence in
unethical
way.
If
right?
Trump did it, you can bet the left would be screaming bloody murder.
That's one.
I think people are calling attention to President Trump's...
Well, they're coming after him for the supposed emoluments clause because people stay at his hotels.
But it doesn't apply, right?
But no, the emoluments clause was in something entirely different. It was to keep people from being influenced by foreign gifts from potentates and princes. But the primary part was to not allow the United States Congress to impose or to provide titles for people.
All right. Go ahead, Bill.
And the next thing, the left or the Democrats are going to come out and say is the Three Stooges are racist. Guaranteed. Right? If you watch pre-World War II Three Stooges, they make fun of Hitler all the time. All the time they make fun of him, and we laugh. Everybody grew up with it. But I guarantee it, they're gonna turn around and say that's racist. We gotta ban them. They're no longer nobody can watch.
Was Hitler black?
Or white supremacist? Three Stooges are white supremacists because they idolized Hitler and made fun of him. Guarantee that this is how silly everything's getting.
How can you idolize someone and make fun of them?
Well, the left is. They're gone, man. They're gone.
Well, I think your observations about Joe Biden are true, correct? His family enriched themselves while he was vice president. So that's true. But I think your Three Stooges metaphor is probably not going to work.
No, but this is how silly they've become, that they're going to take something like that. Everything's racist.
Gotcha.
They're just beating the drum and just trying. Yeah. I wouldn't say the average, but a lot of Americans just listen to the headlines. And if they could keep putting fake headlines and then that's all they hear because they don't watch the news. And they're forcing their opinion, and that's how they vote. I started talking to a lot of people and asked them, you don't mind me asking, what are you, Republican or Democrat? And why don't you like him? And then they say exactly what the Democrats are saying, just the three or four words on the headlines.
Right.
And they can't back up fact. Like, why do you believe that? Well, because they said it.
Yeah, but that's not a Republican or a Democrat or liberal or conservative dilemma, this idea of just using talking points that you've heard as the stand-up for your argument. That's kind of like the human condition in the U.S. right now.
Here's one other thing, and I touched on in the past, is Google hires Democratic people to do their censorship, right? When Obama was in office, the Google's executives had an office in the West Wing. Why?
Haven't heard that one. Have you, Mark?
I'll get the facts for you and email it to you. But that is a fact. An executive Google had an office in the White House when Obama was in office.
All right, sounds great. Yep, pass it along.
I'd like to see that, too. I'd appreciate hearing that.
I'll get it to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate
your
call.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565.
One of our listeners says, "It gets so old, Joe, your constant attacks and negativity re the left, yet you never have anything negative to say or call out the current liar buffoon president we are having to tolerate. Obviously, dear friend, you don't listen to the program. I have said numerous things about Donald Trump that I don't like, and have been called to task for it by some of the people who are on the right.
Yeah, Joe's not a shill for the president. He's a shill for Fox News.
I'm a shill for the truth and for fairness. If you're going to criticize Donald Trump for something, then just be as strong in criticizing other people. Anyway,
back to
he
the
says,
email.
Same thing goes for you and your party who constantly ridiculed and cried about the deficit when Obama was president. Since the deficit is totally out of control and at its highest, do we hear anything from you or your conservative cronies on the current state of the deficit? Nope. Case in point, again, you're not listening. I have bemoaned the deficit. How many times, Mark, have I railed against the Republicans for creating an even larger deficit?
Never.
Oh, come on. You know that's not true. All you have to do is go back and listen to the archives of the program. If you're going to be fair, see, this is what I mean. Somebody who hears only what they want to hear. Oh, Joe said something negative about the left, therefore everything he says is negative about the left.
You have something new negative about the left, but that's because you glean all these lefty or these righty sites, and you know they always are monitoring whatever Democrats or liberals do, so you have new fodder every day. But that's all right. That's what the show's for.
Well,
if I had time to glean liberal sites and find out bad things about the conservatives, I would surely would.
Well, this morning there was another news article. I didn't bring it out, but it was about Stephen King, Congressman King, who went to the border, got in the same cell that Olivia Ocasio-Cortez was talking about, where supposedly the immigrant inmates were drinking out of the toilets, and he drank from the same water fountain that they drank from.
Okay.
You know, and in effect called her a liar. Well, I think that was wrong. I mean, she says that the toilet may have been broken at the time she was there, and that's possible. You know, so there's just so much of this political gamesmanship going on. But I think when Joe Biden, you all say President Trump's a buffoon and an idiot. Well, getting everything wrong in a story, isn't that buffoon-like?
Who got everything wrong?
Joe Biden and the story?
Well, yeah. No, there was a shooting.
Is it buffoonish to say that, to misidentify
when
somebody was...
Well, he's not the president. I think the bar should be higher.
He wants to be president, Mark.
Right, no argument there. But I think once you're in office, the bar is higher. But you're right. He should tell the truth all the time and nothing but the truth and not misremember anything, which that would be beyond his capability. So maybe we should pick one of the other Democrats to be president.
Well, I mean, there are issues with that. I've seen a lot of people defending Biden as being the only one who might be able to beat President Trump simply because he's the only one who isn't so wildly eyed radical on the Democratic list of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, they'd be great. Bernie would be perfect.
Yeah, let's nominate Bernie. I'm in favor of that, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, because you think that the president could beat him. All right. Joe's primarily watching out for his 401k, so we'll make sure that that's intact by the end of the day. We have two texts and... I'm sorry. We have to read the first one now. Please do this.
Okay. It says, laughing out loud, the Three Stooges, racist. I'm a millennial and a liberal, and I love the Stooges.
All right.
And then the other one says, the left is negative 99.9% of the time.
That's the one I was laughing at. Okay. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Because the conservatives are such a bastion of upbeat factual information.
Oh, yeah. We're happy people.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you are. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We invite you to join the fray. 1-800-795-9565. We're taking truthful, constructive, forward-thinking observations about our nation. What can help this country? What can make us just super liberty-loving patriots? Call us and give us some help right now. Now we're arguing about politics. Sorry. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Such a worry beat over there.
Yes, I do. I have a new fidget devices. I always play with something in my hands while I'm on the radio
you
here.
You always tell when you're on the air here. You're playing with something with your hands and your shoes are off.
Well, yep, that's it. All right, 1-800-795-9565, our open phone. We got speedy dialers. We got an email that relates to Vice President Biden. And
no, Prince.
Well, that's the the email is Pence, and
one
text is Vice President Biden.
Yes, okay. We have one of each.
Or candidate Biden, I guess.
One of our texters says, Biden has been in Washington for over 40 years, but Trump has caused all the problems? Really?
So they're both part of the solution. Well, I think Biden would be a swamp member, I would think, then.
The larger question is, what kind of standard are we going to apply here?
You mean for factual information?
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump, I mean, let's face it, sometimes I think that he does misspeak. I thought what Congressman Keller said, was reasonable, that the left takes him literally but not seriously, and the right takes him seriously but not necessarily literally. Do you think there's some truth to that?
Here's him saying that.
The people that disagree with the president, they take him literally and not seriously. And then reasonable people will take him seriously and maybe not literally. I think that's an important distinction.
You're unreasonable if you disagree with the president?
If we're going to make that distinction, then we need to give Joe Biden a break, too.
Okay.
You know, he was seriously talking about an issue that involved people and their heroism.
And let's suppose you're on his side and you want to argue on his behalf. He just misremembered some facts that related to it. Certain elements of the story were true.
Well, then we got an email like this from Bob that says, good morning. Trump sends Pence to Ireland so he can watch the hurricane. He hears it's not going to hit his property in Florida, so he goes golfing. He has Vice President Pence stay at one of Trump's properties there. That property is 170 miles away from the meetings using Air Force One. Such a waste of taxpayers' money. Lawless, liar, stupid, racist president. You know, can you make those same claims about other people in the race?
Well, half the country loves him. Well, I think President Trump gets some... He gets so much extra scrutiny because he is the president, but I think once we get down to one candidate, we'll find out if they're lawless, liar, stupid,
or
racist.
Earlier writer takes me to task for saying some things about the left and says he never hears me say anything bad about the right when I say things that concern me about the right all the time. Here's a fellow who makes absolutely no provision for anybody doing anything right. The president or vice president. So how is that helpful?
But if the standard, well, it doesn't. It doesn't fit into that category that I asked for calls or comments, forward-thinking, positive, liberty-loving,
asking for stuff like that. I think you may be becoming mentally ill.
I'm misremembering the fact
let's call in with good news today, folks. We only want to hear good news today.
One of our listeners says, here's the bottom line.
Biden is not part of the solution. He's part of the problem. Problem. Actually, first time he said part of the Pronkmen. Pronkem.
He must have made a mistake, so maybe he misremembered how to... He's old, too.
I hate spell check on my phone. It always is giving me...
suggestions.
Well, it's correcting me when I'm right and it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, we have to apply the same standard to everybody in this race. If Elizabeth Warren is lying about her ethnic heritage, if Joe Biden can't get facts straight, if the president has only a nodding acquaintance with the truth 80% of the time.
Is coming clean enough? I mean, Elizabeth Warren has come clean on her Native American history,
okay. She didn't do it willingly. She was kind of drug into it.
Right, exactly. She didn't do it because she felt bad about lying. She did it because she got caught.
Right.
President Trump basically doesn't revise his facts.
He actually doubles down many
right,
times.
To say, hey, Alabama is actually getting hit by the hurricane. Not this one, but another one. And Joe Biden... He re-explains things, I think, right? He re-explained the Parkland shooting thing, but I don't think he's re-explained that. Did he re-explain the war story all the way through? I didn't follow that super duper closely.
No, his whole defense is, when I'm wrong, it's not about things that matter, like putting children in cages at the border. I mean, that's his mantra now.
Okay, it's just some facts that he misstates.
Well, you know, so... If Trump misstates a fact, it's a lie. But if Joe Biden does it, it's just, it's okay. It wasn't really important.
He just misremembered. Well, there's a difference. President Trump lies for a living, and Joe Biden does it as a hobby.
Yeah, no, Joe Biden lives for lying, and the president lies for a living.
Oh, I like that. But I don't think that Joe Biden lives for lying.
I don't either. I think he's an older fella who has some trouble getting his facts straight. Now, is that a serious concern if you're running for the office of President of the United States? Let's be clear about one thing. Donald Trump never doubts what it is he wants to do. You may disagree with what he wants to do, but he is hardly racked by doubt and indecision. Would you agree with me on that?
His assertiveness is what helped him get into office.
Right. It's what people wanted instead of the wish. Many people, rightly or wrongly, perceive Barack Obama as wishy-washy. Many people think he went on an apology tour. A lot of people think he didn't. But a lot of people didn't think he had the stamina or backbone to stand up to the Chinese and the Russians. You know, tell Putin after the election, I'll have more flexibility. We could make a side deal then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what? Rightly or wrongly, people came away with that impression of Barack Obama. But Donald Trump, here's a guy who has his laser-like ability to focus on what he wants to achieve, and he'll run over you, under you, around you, or through you to get it. Now, who makes the better president? Somebody who has an agenda and pursues it, or somebody who isn't quite up on all the facts?
Which is which? 1-800-795-9565. We don't know which one we're talking about. I'll have to get a clarification. We got two more texts, and we'll take more emails at onthemarketwkokid.com. We'll have open phones after the headlines. You're listening to News Radio 1070, WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time, 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board. You're supposed to say salutations.
Felicitations.
Felicitations. Isn't that an actress? Felicitations.
No,
Huffman.
That's Felicity Huffman.
Oh, I see. Okay. Welcome on board, everybody. This is WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. It is, let's see, we are now looking at Thursday, believe it or don't.
It is.
And fortunately, it is the fifth day of September, which means it's NFL day tonight at 7:30 p.m. We got the NFL on WKOK. We got the Penn State Coaches Show on at 6 p.m. tonight on WKOK, and we got the Phillies at noon. So we are as sports happy as we can possibly be around here. So everybody is pretty excited, and the Eagles have all the weapons they need to march toward another Super Bowl. So we just think everything's falling together nicely around here.
You certainly are myopic and optimistic.
Well, oh no! Well, of course the
Phillies going to pull it out, are they? They're going to take the pennant, huh?
No, I said the Eagles.
Well, no, but you're optimistic about everything else.
The Phillies will pull it together in the last minute. Everybody will get in sync and they'll win. So.
Okay. Let's hope so.
Rob says he didn't shake his head. No,
that wasn't a no. That was more of an well.
That was a myth.
13 games behind now, something like that.
They're 3 games back for the second wild card.
Yeah, okay, but back from the lead in the division.
The Phillies are not going to win the division now.
No,
all that wasted money on Bryce Harper.
Well, he did some good stuff.
30 homers and 100 RBIs. That's not wasted.
Okay, so that's money well spent.
Yeah.
Whose money's wasted on the Phillies?
Anybody, any pitcher that's being paid.
Ah.
Except Aaron Nola.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I'm way out of my area. When do the Cowboys play, and when will they win?
Oh, that's don't tell me you're Cowboys. Let's hopefully never. And they never win.
On Sunday.
Cowboys and Giants play Sunday.
All right. Excellent. We'll be watching.
Go Giants.
All right. Well, welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. We have now dispensed with our opening frivolity, but we do predict wonderful things for the Eagles, which an intrepid listener can listen to the games on Eagle 107. We invite you to do so.
And don't forget the Steelers on 100.9 The Valley.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Right. And we'll have the NFL games on tonight on WKOK, and we have a few Saturday NFL games later. But we do have this Sunday's NFL games on in the evening. Sunday, so we'll have the Phillies during the day in the NFL, and then we have Monday Night Football on WKOK. So as long as we're doing full disclosure, we got the Lewisburg Green Dragons on 100.9 The Valley, and we got the Seals Grove Seals on Eagle 107, and we got the Bucknell Bison on Eagle 107. Is that everybody?
Shikellamy Braves.
Oh, my God. That's
hard to remember them, right?
All right, we got the Braves on WKOK. Is that everybody?
I think so.
All right, fabulous.
That sounds
on,
right.
On the Mark sponsor.
Oh, you forgot the Tiddlywinks team. Aren't we covering them live this year?
Well, we are.
Okay.
That's on WMLP.
All right.
It's from curling, I'm hoping for.
Curling, yeah, that's where Kevin
it's
wants to
It's a great radio
broadcast.
Event, curling on the radio.
Oh, it's very exciting. You should hear Kevin do it. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Please call us. Put us out of our misery. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us throughout the program, as no one has done right at the moment, at onthemark@wkok.com, and text us at 70236. We do have some brief news headlines. A 17-year-old from Tennessee was in Northumberland County Juvenile Court yesterday to answer for charges filed after last February's swatting scare at Line Mountain High School. In the news release, Stonington State Police tell us the teen is charged with third-degree felonies, including making terroristic threats, theft by extortion, threat to use a weapon of mass destruction, and other charges. Stonington troopers say the teen and his attorney agreed to the finding of fact for the terroristic threats charge, and the juvenile was declared delinquent. After sentencing came word through troopers, the teen will be placed on probation for 1 year. At least one year. He'll pay a $5,000 fine, be ordered to write letters of apology to victims, complete a victim awareness program, perform 60 hours of community service, and other elements of his punishment. His name's not being disclosed because of his tender young age. Troopers say the supervision responsibilities will be transferred to Tennessee. A Northumberland businesswoman is headed toward retirement a little earlier than planned, thanks to PennDOT Construction. Lori Berard, owner of Townside Garden Cafe, in an interview with WKOK, said she is semi-retiring, and construction is part of the reason.
25 years we've been here, but I have to say that the PennDOT project has really put a hurtin' on the walk-in business for lunch. Because people just don't want to come to Northumberland. I'm not frustrated by that. I go with the flow. I'm not somebody that gets fussed about much, but it's time.
Berard says the restaurant will be open Thursdays for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but she will still be offering catering services at Townside Garden Cafe. Says she turned 65 this week and wishes to spend lots more time with her family. When's the last time you were at Townside Garden Cafe?
Last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
We'll be there today.
All right. You're not part of the old man's group that
yes,
gathers in the back row.
I am part of the old man's group that gathers
okay.
in the back row.
There is a better name for the group, but I don't know what it is.
The ex-Rotarians.
Is that what it is? Okay. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says verbal missteps and factual errors he's made while campaigning aren't substantive. The former vice president made his case Wednesday in a CBS Late Show interview with host Stephen Colbert. Biden agreed he's tripped over some details, but said it's not relevant whether some anecdote occurred when he was a senator or vice president. Biden drew applause, saying he doesn't get confused about matters like putting kids in cages. That's a reference to President Donald Trump's immigration policy. Biden rejected the idea that he only wants incremental policy changes. He touted his proposal to expand the Affordable Care Act with a public option. He also joked that he'd nominate the former president, Barack Obama, to the U.S. Supreme Court and pick Michelle Obama as his running mate if he's running for president. That would be a good idea.
There's two inducements.
Yeah, that would be a wonderful ticket. All right, and finally, President Trump Wednesday displayed a Hurricane Dorian forecast map that appeared to have been doctored to falsely show that the powerful storm was on track to hit Alabama. Trump showed off the map at the Oval Office after stating in a tweet Sunday that Alabama was among the several states expected to face impacts from the hurricane, raising the ire of meteorologists and government forecasters. About 20 minutes after Trump's tweet Sunday, the National Weather Service office in Birmingham, Alabama, took the unusual step of tweeting that Alabama will not, capital letter N-O-T, see any impacts from Dorian. James Spann, a renowned broadcast meteorologist in Alabama, also hit back at the president's false claim, tweeting Alabama will not be impacted by Dorian in any way. I have zero interest in politics. Dorian will not affect Alabama. It's not a political statement, he said in a tweet. Trump's tweet was later fact-checked by Jonathan Carl of ABC World News, prompting the president to lash out at that reporter, calling it fake news from a lightweight reporter. Trump went on to claim, without citing any sources and contrary to his own government's forecast, that under certain original scenarios, it was in fact correct that Alabama could have received some quote, hurt, unquote.
Certain original scenarios.
Right. Well, and what he did was he took an old map that showed it going towards California, and then he took a magic marker and drew a circle around Alabama. So it made it look like, you know, that was like the National Weather Service map.
But now, why couldn't he just say, gee, I got that wrong, folks, I'm sorry.
That's a good one. He doesn't apologize.
No, that's why I said he doubles
just,
down.
He just modifies what he said so that it's untrue differently.
I can draw a map that says it affects Minnesota.
The Minneapolis pummeled.
Yeah, by Dorian.
Hard to believe. Yes, it is, in fact, hard to believe.
Well, you know, I don't see what he gains by that. You know, or what he even thinks he would gain by it. Mm-hmm. You know, why would you say Alabama's in the crosshairs unless you honestly thought they were, or someone led you to believe they were? Why would you make that up? I can perceive no value to doing that.
Well,
can you?
Political gain.
What? What gain? How's he gain?
People in Alabama will be happy to know that the president is thinking about them.
But then it turns around and everybody's saying, "Hey, he's wrong. He's got it wrong." What does that say to the people in Alabama?
What is the political gain by saying that? I think
what,
he's
what,
just
any gain, forget political. Any gain. Show me any real reason why you would do that.
I think he was just speculating that his magic marker was a continuation of the current path at the time. But at the time, it was making a beeline for the Bahamas, so it was curving downward. So he just extended that one more cone of uncertainty.
I mean, I saw original maps that showed it going straight across Florida. And then turning up through the Gulf of Mexico, which would have hit Alabama. So,
cha-ching.
But they had changed that by the time, I mean, it wasn't really the forecast.
Well, Alabama was never in the cone of uncertainty for the, I guess, what, 5 days, the day they look at, right? Because over the weekend, we had Thursday in it. So, yeah, 5 days.
But I don't understand what the motivation would be. I really don't. I mean, like I've told you before, there are many things President Trump does on a policy standpoint I like. But this insane stuff he does.
Well, I think he means well.
How can you mean well? Let's say he did it deliberately. All he really did was get the people of Alabama a little frightened that maybe the president says that storm's coming here. And then people turn around, the experts turn around and say, hey, he's got that dead wrong. We never
experts
said it was
who
going
work
there.
For essentially his office.
Right.
So, well, I think he meant well. He just didn't have the most up-to-date map. I think somebody gave him a map a couple of days ago and said, you know, and so he thought, well, the hurricane's advanced, but this map would still be true.
Well, I think he honestly, someone led him to believe that it was true, because I can perceive absolutely no reason why he would do it other than that.
Oh, I think he did it on its own. If you look at the pictures, it's a hand-drawn magic marker
well,
line.
Well, the President of the United States is a very powerful person, but he can't move hurricanes.
Well, he's pushed this one off. See, if Florida was spared. If only to make the president wrong.
Well, then he called the premier of the Bahamas and offered support and help, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see any value to claiming that a storm is going to hit somewhere that it isn't actually going to hit. So maybe I'm lost.
All right. Well, let's ask our audience.
Unless it's Joe Biden and he just had it wrong. He just thought it was headed that way.
1-800-795-9565. Why would it be to your benefit to mention that a certain state is in harm's way when it's not? How do you benefit from that? It could be the old axiom, you know, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
On our topic of Joe Biden and President Trump and both of their lack of interest in truthful statements, we have some texts.
One of our writers says, if Biden is saying he'd nominate Obama to the Supreme Court and offer Michelle to run as vice president, is his way of pandering for Obama's endorsement? How pathetic. And then another writer says, so kids in cages during the Obama administration weren't Biden's fault because he didn't put them there. Gee, then how can it be Trump's fault? He didn't physically put them there either. And then a third says, Warren is a liar and a faux Indian. And finally, so Trump is racist because he goes golfing and Pence stayed in a Trump hotel? Wow. Is that logic to the left?
No, I don't think the emailer, I'm going to speculate what the emailer meant. I don't think they meant he was racist because of the Pence thing. I think they're two separate facts, that he's a racist and Pence stayed at a Trump property. So it's one of the many ways that President Trump has enriched himself during the office. But, you know, Trump is a five billionaire.
It's not like somebody personally put money into his pocket. It's not like they handed him a $500 in 20s and 50s and said, here you go, Mr. President.
Well, agree it's a conflict of interest to send diplomats to your own hotels so that
He didn't order Pence there. He didn't order anybody there, as far as I can tell. They stayed there. But if
I don't
care
if it was a random drawing. It's still a conflict of interest.
If somebody owns something big, and they own a lot of them, and government people happen to go there and use them, is that wrong?
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joe doesn't get it when the president enriches himself by sending individuals to his own properties.
So suppose it makes a great deal of sense for them to stay there, and they don't. Isn't that doing exactly the opposite?
Absolutely. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. I got to stay a break to stay on schedule. Mike, you're popping up as soon as we get done here.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Joe would like there to be a men's symposium, but I said the whole world is a men's symposia.
Well, that's what you say, but I don't buy it.
Yeah, you don't get to attend.
Okay.
A fun symposium.
Mike has been hanging on. Mike, you're on the mark.
Hey, I love to watch hurricanes from a distance, of course. And this particular one has been very interesting to me. You know, initially, you know, the scientists were saying that it was going to barrel straight into the east coast of Florida. And, you know, I watched this thing closely, you know, a lot of, you know, Twitter and Facebook and a lot of different outlets. And it became increasingly obvious that it was going to take a turn before hitting Florida. But if you paid attention to the people on the TV, they knew that. They had that same information, but they weren't confident in it, and they weren't confident it was going to hit Florida. So they couldn't say it was going to make the turn. And it finally, you know, stalled out, and it has made the turn. Which brings me to today. Yesterday, I'm watching the weather forecast, and it was supposed to be a brilliant, beautiful, sunny day here in Bloomsburg, where I live. And I woke up this morning, and I looked out my back door, and lo and behold, the sky was nice and blue. Then I looked out the front door, and overhead, it was cloudy. So the outer edges of this system is making it cloudy here in Bloomsburg, when yesterday the guy said it was going to be a sunny day. So the point I'm trying to make is, you know, we have people telling us that in 12 years we're all going to face extinction because of what the climate is going to be like, which means the weather's going to be really bad and hot here. They're saying that's going to happen in 12 days, but if we look at Hurricane Dorian, they were confident as all get out that it was going to slam into Florida, crisscross that state, go into the Gulf of Mexico and make a turn. And then a few days later, that wasn't the case. So what I think we need to do is step back and say, hey, do we really know exactly what's going to happen in 12 years? Do we really know everything we think we know about this, you know, greenhouse gas model that they're saying? And I think this particular hurricane really should put an exclamation point on that idea that do we really know as much as we think we know?
Well, they did a study. I don't know whether you saw it, but I heard it alluded to yesterday on a couple of news reports. They've studied tornadoes, or hurricanes rather, from the start, I guess maybe about 100 years ago when they started being able to do some tracking. And they can find no increase in the severity of them or in the frequency of them with respect to hitting the United States.
It's what, cyclical? Sometimes you go through years
right,
when you
some
have
a lot. Right, some years you don't. But there's no pattern of increasing ones, which you would suspect would be true if you believe that global warming or greenhouse emissions were causing a change that capable of producing major weather.
Even in the Gulf of Mexico, they say that water's supercharged warm now.
They studied the whole thing, as I understand it.
That's what you're saying, Joe, is exactly some of the things that I was reading about, well before this particular hurricane. And if that comes to be common knowledge, what we're going to hear then is the global warming is cutting down on the strength and the intensity and the frequency of hurricanes. So they'll just have to change the narrative on that to fit what they really want to do. Now, one last thing I want to say. Probably, I don't know how long this has been going on. It seems like forever. But when it initially was supposed to hit the east coast of Florida and how this was unprecedented and all that stuff, you could easily find the data that showed that many of these hurricanes had hit the east coast of Florida, the Category 3, 4, and 5. But unfortunately for the narrative was they all happened between like 1900 and 1950, like all of them but one, okay? Andrew, of course, was the big hurricane that bashed into the east coast. So here we had about 70, 80 years ago, we had these hurricanes on a regular basis hitting the east coast of Florida, and then we went, half a century without them, and then we had Andrew, and then we have one that was predicted to hit the east coast of Florida at a major intensity level, and it was supposed to be the end of the world. So, to me, there's a lot of hype on the news, and I'm sorry to say, a lot of fake news on the news when it comes to hurricanes and intensity.
Well, I think, whether we like it or not, there's a lot of science involved in weather forecasting, but it's not exact science. Things change. In other words, a low pressure area that steers the storm either intensifies or it doesn't. So it either pushes the storm or it lets the storm stall. I think they give you their best estimates, and they're like six or seven models, and I love the spaghetti maps, they call them, which show the exact lines.
Spaghetti plots.
And it shows that each model, the European model, the United States model, and the other models they use, all show something a little bit different. So what they give you is, an amalgam of the printouts they get, and they try to average them, and give you the best guess of where this cone of uncertainty will lie.
And while at the same time they said Florida was definitely within the cone of uncertainty when they were still tracking in the Bahamas, as it grew closer, it became clear that it was going to only hit the east coast, or is going to go along the east coast. So I wouldn't say their predictions. I know people in harm's way brace themselves, and that becomes the story. And, that's what they really talked about over the weekend was Florida's preparations. But I think at all times, the hurricane has stayed within sort of the track that they said it could stay in.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, the track that it could stay in. And I fully understand that when you have, the population of Florida is in the many millions right now, and millions were in the potential path of this, and you can't wait until a day before or 2 days before to do that, to get them out of the way, especially if you had a potential for a hurricane of a Category 4 or 5 coming into that area, which would mean an extreme loss of life if it was a highly populated area. So, yes, I understand that, but what I'm trying to say here is if they're telling us that in 12 years, we could face extinction, and they expect us to believe that, they better come up with a little different way of presenting that idea than just telling us that when we have situations where a hurricane is not accurately predicted, pretty close to being where it's supposed to be according to their models, 5 or 6 days out. It's just, to me, it doesn't put a good picture on. Let's say we really do. Maybe let's just for instance say that all these theories about CO2 are going to drive us into the dirt here. And let's say it's true. You're not getting many people believing that based on how they're handling it right now. And especially think about the case at Penn State. The guy, I guess his name was Michael Mann, who's been involved in court battles. Evidently, he's the guy that came up with the hockey stick prediction of global temperatures. And there's been lawsuits over that. And the last I heard just recently was he has refused to release the data that was used in making that hockey stick. And to me, if he believes in a hockey stick, and he believes that we're facing extinction from global warming if we don't do anything, he should release his data and not, you know, not go to court to try to protect that data from being put out. So a serious situation with the weather, it's a serious situation with the climate, but I don't think our government and our scientists are going to doing a good job in presenting it to the people in an open and honest conversation.
I don't really think there is a climate argument. There's just individuals who are non-believing, who choose not to, and, you know, look only at the discrepancies or look at the, you know, the uncertainty of Hurricane Dorian and say, well, if we can't say what's going to happen tomorrow, how can we say what's going to happen 10 years? I don't think there's any doubt the world is getting warmer. Man is exacerbating that. That much can easily be shown. We know that, you know, people like yourself and Joe think it's just a natural cycle, but man is tremendously accelerated that cycle. 90% of climate scientists will say that that's true. I don't know about this Penn State man. If he said anything at all whatsoever in any time in his history that was untrue, we'll write him off the list, and we'll put him in the 1% of those climate scientists and ignore what he said. And if he falsified and or won't disclose data that could be helpful in an argument, even a court argument, you know, shame on him. But the fact of the matter is the world is getting warmer, the poles are warmer, the glaciers are melting, and ocean temperatures are going up and ocean levels are rising. That much is all indisputable fact. And you ignore it at your peril, but you do not have to believe. I mean, that is the jury of public opinion. Fortunately for you and for Joe and for me, it doesn't really matter what we think. The vast majority of individuals in the nation, in the world, are readily accepting the fact that we're getting warmer.
We're all going
to
die.
And we're going to have to take action.
The end is near.
Mike, thank you so much for calling in. Super
okay,
call.
We'll discuss this another time. We'll talk about the sun.
Well, we'll have to bring back Brett Anderson is the AccuWeather scientist that's very fact-based, and then Joe Bastardi is the other guy. We'll have to invite them both back.
And, the other guy.
Well, he's the
one's
other
one's a scientist,
the
other's the other
right,
guy.
One's paid by oil companies.
No one's going to get a word in edgewise that day if you have them both.
Oh, no, I don't mean the same day. I generally don't invite the opposing views on the same day. We learn more if we learn as much as we can from each separately. All right, thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Super call.
Take
appreciate
care.
That. I got to take another quickie break to stay on schedule. I'll do that, and that'll put our good caller from Milton on the radio. We got 3 emails pending, so we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, the Phillies stay in the pennant race. You'll hear it today on News
the
Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yes, they do.
They do stay in the pennant race. The man just said that. So we know we believe every word that comes out of his mouth.
Well, Steve Jones, he'll be back tomorrow to talk about it.
All right. Well, Steve wouldn't get it wrong.
No Steve Jones show today. We'll have an encore DP because the Phillies are gone on the radio at noon today. Dick, you waited through the break. That puts you back on the air before I do anything else. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I just wanted to bring this up as personal data collected on my own. I'm going to Canada tomorrow. This is like for 40-some years I've been going to Canada fishing. And the reason I mention this is we used to go mid-70s, and we would go up there. We never think about taking shorts. Now, obviously, it was a little later. I'm about 2 weeks ahead of schedule here. Now I wouldn't think about going without half my clothes being shorts anymore. It's just something's changed in Canada weather-wise, temperature-wise. I mean, realistically, you'd almost have to have a parka sometimes when we were up there before. Now half the days it's 75, 70 degrees.
That's in September.
That's a 4-year experience. That's not a 3-year experience. Something's changed up there now. I'm not going to be around in 40 years. Maybe 40 years from now you'd have to wear the parkas every day again. I don't know. I'm just telling you that something has changed in the temperatures of the earth, at least in Canada. And I'll let it go at that.
And that's in September. You go every September.
When I'm 2 weeks here. We used to go the last week, the next of the last week in September. Then I started going to the first week in October for years and years and years. Even the last couple of years in October, half the days I would wear shorts fishing. I would never even think of doing that in September when I first going up there.
Well, that's
now you can say anything you want about that. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, maybe it's evidence of climate change.
I pack my own clothes. I know what it's like.
Maybe it's just evidence of an evolving climate in that particular area.
Has anything changed about you? I mean, are you
actually? Yeah, instead of being 35 and 30 years old, I'm 75. Okay.
He got you on that one.
So, I mean, well, for example, I know weight bears an issue on how you perceive cold or heat. Have you has your weight changed?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, and people that know me would go by this. I was a letter carrier, mailman for 30 some years, and heat never bothered me, and cold never bothered me, and to this minute it still doesn't.
Okay, then
most people think that's stupid, but it doesn't.
No,
it can
be
hot, it can be cold. It's never bothered me. It has nothing to do with it. Still to this day, it doesn't bother me.
Well, then there probably is something that's changed in the air in Canada. If you're the same,
I guess my only point is I'm trying to make that point. It might change back. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't think you're going to Canada with all heavy clothes right now, even in October. I would take enough shorts for two or three days.
Well, hasn't the northern ice pack melted somewhat? The southern one the southern one's expanding, but the northern one has.
Well, they say it. I haven't been to the North Pole. I haven't been to the Arctic Circle. I only know what somebody. I see the photos. I see the photos from the space, and it seems like that. And it looks like the polar bears sometimes aren't standing on ice like they used to all the time. I guess that's you can take for that for what it's worth. They float around, go find ice now sometimes.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that there are changes. My only question is what's causing them.
I have no idea. I'm not going to tell you that man changes it because you always get an argument. But something's changing. I'll let it go. Maybe God's changing. I'll let it go at that.
Well, that's for sure.
Okay. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a safe trip, Dick. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy. And catch some fish. Salmon or whatever you're fishing for.
One of our texters says, if climate change was going to be such a catastrophe, why do all the leftists, the ones pushing the narrative, continue to buy beachfront property? Makes one think, or at least it should.
I mean, that's a good point. He's got us on that.
We know that for sure, that left people are buying beachfront property. I know a guy on the left who lives near the river.
Supposedly Atlantic City is all Democrat now, and all the Republicans left because of climate change.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
And that's a made-up fact, folks. That's fake news.
And then we have three emails relating to political matters. One says, hi, Obama didn't separate the children from their parents at the border. Obama built over 500 miles of wall. Thanks. But those pictures of children in cages were from the Obama administration. So apparently he did put children in cages. Another one says, good morning. We should all be mad at President Trump took so much money from our military to put towards his wall. He said Mexico would pay for it. How much wall has he built? None.
Yeah, like $160 million is coming from West Point that was there to improve some schooling and some of the facilities there. It was new programs there or new improvements of existing programs. So they don't have to curtail anything, but the improvements they had hoped for this year won't happen this year because the money got transferred to the wall.
Well, as you know, I favor building the wall, as do you. But I don't favor taking the money away from other programs to do it. I think Congress should either allocate the money for it or the president just say, well, I lost this one and move on.
I think we should tax all humans in the U.S.
who
make money fairly, including corporations that don't pay any taxes and individuals of mega wealth who don't pay any taxes, and then use the additional revenue that would come in from that to do the kind of important things that we think should be done.
And then finally, one of our writers says, good morning. When I said Trump was racist, I'm talking about the women in Congress, etc. I think all Democrats and Republicans who knowingly stay at Trump's property should be voted out. They should know not to do this. Why?
Well, because it enriches the president.
Okay, but if you boycott him, in effect, if you say, I'm not going to stay there, I think the key should be, does it make sense for them to stay there?
Well, I guess if there's no other logical place for them to stay, but there's so few places where you go where Trump's property is the only one.
But, I mean, if the facilities are right, if the cost is right, what if the word came out that the president was donating the space?
Well, yeah, that would be another topic. Then that would be a good thing.
So that would be okay. They could stay there then.
But he ain't.
What if he gave them a discount on the room? What if the price of the room was commensurate with all of his competitors?
Just made it the same as everybody else.
Right.
Well, he's still engorging his wealth with that, though.
But how is he any better off than if, you know, it's not like he's charging an exorbitant amount to stay there.
Well, you could argue it doesn't help him.
I am arguing that.
It probably says, you know, he's only 1% richer because of all the government business. But you shouldn't enrich yourself at all on the back of the taxpayers. stay elsewhere or put them out to bid, you know, like you do a government project, although there's probably not
time for that.
Well,
how do you know they didn't? How do you know they didn't?
They don't. They just pick.
How do you know?
They pick Trump properties. This has been much widely talked about and a lot of articles written about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're all written by people who really know.
Well, they're written by the left-leaning media, if you'll
right.
be happy about that.
The
yeah,
fake
Fox News
purveyors.
Will not cover this topic. You can go to Fox News and Google Trump engorging his wealth through
So you think the president sitting in the White House saying, here's an edict to all government employees, when traveling, stay at a Trump property or else?
I think it's unspoken. I don't think he had to say it. I don't think, and he certainly wouldn't type it because it would probably be not proper.
Why? He doesn't hesitate to tell you where a hurricane's not going.
Probably tweeted it. Everybody stay at my place from now on. Well, look at the G7s coming to the Doral Country Club.
And I think he offered that for free, did he not?
Not that I'm aware, but maybe.
Although then people would say, well, he's getting the great publicity.
Well, yeah, that's right. There's no publicity but good publicity. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks so much for calling in. We've talked about our president, who is known not to tell the truth at all times, and enriching himself with his properties on government expense and climate.
You don't know that,
Lawrence. We blended it all together.
Well, President Trump might not be the most tactful, truthful, or diplomatic president we've had. But I'll tell you, I'll take him any day versus a stagnant economy driven by an eloquent pontificator.
Okay.
That's what we had. And I sort of agree with the great suffragette Susan B. Anthony. And this was at the Republican convention way back when. And she said, personally, I do not admire Grant, and I do not care to see a fast man at the head of the nation. But principles to me are more than individual character. She went on to vote illegally for Grant. So that's the way I feel about it. Insofar as like our climate, back in the 70s, it was really cold. The natural warming cycle of the earth had been interrupted starting in 1945, and for whatever reason, I don't think anybody really figured out, but I remember our family's hunting camp is in northern Lycoming County, and in 1964 I was sitting on the front porch on Memorial Day watching the snow flurries. And that day I saw a bear and two cubs through the snow flurries. So that's how bad it was. And I know that year the fish trucks couldn't get into stock. And, you know, when you're 12, 13 years old, you know, that was a big thing. So it really was super cold up in that area. And even like into 1970, you know, 74, 5, 6, up, well, the year I got my job on the railroads in 76, and that was a really hard winter. And then it went back to being what it was before. So you see what I'm talking about? He would really have noticed the difference between 1970 or so and now, which is really great. I mean, up in our northern tier. I remember, you know, what it was back then and what it is now. But I don't think it's due to any kind of man-made climate change.
Gotcha.
I can tell by the look in his face he disagrees with you, but he does.
Well,
hear you.
I don't think anything Lance said is incorrect. He doesn't happen to believe that man is making the planet warmer at a rapid rate, and that is fine. He'll be long gone before the worst of the worst happened, as will I. So it's your prerogative.
You're not going to be around in 12 years?
It's your prerogative. Well, I'm not sure about the 12
AOC
year
AOC says 12 years. We're all done. We're all toast.
I will still be here in 12 years. I guarantee you that. I'm going to be around here for another 40 years.
Wow.
Sorry, buddy.
You're going to be 90-something. Wow.
100.
100, okay.
Yeah, my dad's going to live to be 100, and so am I.
One other thing now. That isn't fake news about the lefties buying beachfront property.
Didn't say it was.
Oh, really? Well, I thought you did. Anyway.
Oh, I said what I said was untrue. Yeah, but you know, it may be true that Democrats favor the beach. That would make sense.
Yeah, well, the Obamas have just sealed the deal on a $15 million beachfront property there in New England someplace. I mean, that's...
Well, Joe Biden just bought a house in Rehoboth a couple of years ago, they said.
Yeah. Well, think about
Biden. So that's proof of what you say. Not. Not.
But you think about the way Biden has already used his influence to enrich his family. Well, what about over in the Ukraine? Now, this was having to do with gas companies and that type of thing. This boy had absolutely no expertise in those areas whatsoever.
You're talking about Biden's son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think it was like their attorney general, but anyway, somebody of law enforcement was investigating his boy. He didn't particularly care for foreigners, of course, coming in to take over their industries like that. So Biden told whoever the cheese was there, that the $1 billion loan we were going to guarantee was toast if he didn't fire the guy who was investigating his boy. And that is really true.
Okay. So,
and he talked about it. Matter of fact, I told him to fire the SOB when he didn't say SOB.
So that's that should be criminal, right? I mean, that would be and
that's
probably
obstruction
still,
of justice,
right,
isn't it? Obstruction
be,
of justice.
Well, it's in another country, though, so it might not apply. But in any event, it's still a bad...
So obstruction of justice with the Russians is a crime, but obstruction of justice with the Chinese isn't?
I don't know.
No.
The U.S. authorities can't enforce it or, you know, can't investigate it. But somebody should. Lance, you're absolutely right. Sounds like criminality to me, and we should not elect Joe Biden president because he would turn out to be the same as Donald Trump when it comes to honesty, veracity, and being able to tell the truth.
And worse, with respect to competence.
Well, perhaps so. We'll find out.
But not by much.
Well, my problem with the Democrats is what they're going to do to the economy. If any of their things would ever come to fruition, like that modern monetary theory, you know, that's where you fire up the printing press. Only they don't use printing presses anymore. They just digitize it, you know, just, you know, get out the keyboard and put it in the account.
You send people money that doesn't exist. All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Glad you're there. Thanks for being a super listener.
Is he talking about Keynesian economics?
And I do not believe so.
Spurring the economy?
Modern ways of making money, I believe.
All right.
1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. Joe's last day on the radio before his retirement lengthened week is winding down. So if you have any more words of wisdom, if somebody else wants to set him straight, call us 1-800-795-9565. As many listeners are, if you're sick and tired of my mindless drivel and factless statements, please call us now, 1-800-795-9565. You can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, sign up at WKOK.com. Tomorrow we will have the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce on board. We're going to be talking about the jobless numbers that will be coming out. Then we're going to talk about how individuals in the middle, all the families on the margin, not the super poor that may get some assistance already, and not the super rich who may not need it, but everybody else in the middle. What do you do if you want to amp up your career, maybe take advantage of the hiring that's taking place in every company locally? How do you get more education? How do you align your skills with those of the available jobs that are out there? What do you do? So we'll be talking about that. We're going to have some experts. And, of course, Sue Green from Penn State will be back. She's chair of the chamber. So that's tomorrow. And then Ben and I will argue during open phones. So we would invite you to join that conversation as well. Let's take a quick break. Speedy dialers only, henceforth, 1-800-795-9565. Please call us immediately. You can text us at 70236 or email us at onthemarket@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. We got two callers, 4 minutes, 2 minutes each. Rick, you are on the mark. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, I just want to let you know that that was a year ago that AOC said we have 12 years left. So I just want to correct you and say we only have 11 left.
Tick-tock, time's marching on.
I mean, I'd appreciate if you'd go with the countdown that we only have 11 left now.
Get it
I'm
right.
I'm warned by this.
Well, it's later than we think.
I mean, I might even be convinced to believe it if all these big elites and for global warming would stop flying around on their private planes and using all this gas and oil and everything. If they would stop, but they expect me to stop and live like a dinosaur. But I don't see them doing anything. When I see them say, you know what? No more private planes for me. I'll say, this thing's really real now. It's kind of like the whole thing might be a scam because whoever it was, the science guy, the kid's science guy, he's not really a scientist.
He isn't?
You know what I'm saying? The whole thing might just be a big scam. And they're really working hard to scam me in.
All right.
But I am formed by this. It's 11 years now. I mean, we do have to count down.
All right, we got you, Rick.
We had 12, but now 11.
There used to be a radio. There used to be a radio program on by Arch Obler. I forget what the title was, but it started off with a clock ticking and a voice saying, "It is later than you think." And Than, you're on the mark.
Hi there. How are you this morning?
We're hanging in there, buddy. How about you?
I want to remind you that young people listen to this program. Young people who are being educated, young people who understand science, young people who understand why we know global warming is caused by humans. Young people know this because they study. Old people apparently are just hanging on to the old ways because they don't want to let go. So I'm upset that there are people saying that scientists don't know what they're doing. Scientists are pretty good at knowing what they're doing, and you know they are. The other thing is, Joe, do you think I'm an enemy of the people and I want to destroy our country?
Definitely.
Okay.
I'm only kidding with that.
That's exactly what our president tells me.
He personally tells you.
I'm a person who cares greatly about our country. I have cared about it for many years. I am upset that we are losing our place in society. I'm upset that we are at the end of a program, and I'm going to have to stop ranting.
I'm upset that you're out of time, too. I wanted to hear where you were going.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to find out tomorrow.
It would be a surprise. Well, tune in to find out.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you, Joe. Enjoy your retirement lengthened weekend and your climate denial. And we'll take up this topic tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.